بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we find that all the time we are reminded that we have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing those things that Allah ta'ala has commanded us to do. Those things that Allah wants from us, but Allah has asked us to carry out. Allah wants us to have a strong iman. Allah wants us to do amali saliha, to do deeds that are going to please Him. And then Allah gives us success in this world and success in the hereafter, which is the ultimate success. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ. And then to live a life in Jannah, in paradise, forever and ever. So we are constantly reminded that we have to do good deeds and shun all evil. Our life is such that we are surrounded by temptations, different types of environments. Sometimes we are working in an environment that is pulling us towards displeasing Allah Rabbul Izzat, or sinning. So all the time we have been bombarded by sins, vice, evil, temptations. And therefore our mashayikh keep on reminding us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Fear Allah Rabbul Izzat, meaning do all those things that Allah has commanded you to do, and refrain from the don'ts, from all the prohibitions. And this is our test. This is examination paper. This is what we're going through. And this is what we have to achieve. And then we pass. May Allah make us all amongst those who are humul muflihoon, who are successful, and whom Allah will give them Jannatul Firdaus. Many times a person commits sins. Many a youngster says that I've been committing sins and nothing happened. In other words, he didn't find any punishment coming to him. So many of us, we indulge in sins and we continue sinning and we enjoy the sin because nothing happened to us. Our mashayikh say, gunao ki saza fauran milna zaruri nahi. It's not necessary that we get punished by Allah Ta'ala immediately for committing a sin. Fir'aun, who claimed divinity, Fir'aun who claimed to be Allah, he claimed to be ilah. Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghairi. He says, I don't know any of any other deity worthy of worship besides me. What are you talking about, O Musa? Who's Allah? Ana rabbukum ala'ala. I'm your Rabb, the most high, the lofty. When he said this, he wasn't punished immediately. Mufassirin write years later. So Allah's azab does not come onto him immediately. It is not necessary that we commit a sin. Yes, sometimes a person commits a sin and he can get punished immediately by in various ways by Allah Ta'ala. But most of the time we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the chance to make amends, to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to realize our fault, and to change our lives. Sometimes the person is still persisting in sins, so Allah gives him rope, he continues. This is called istidraj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you see a person, Allah giving him much of this dunya, he's got plentiful of this dunya, he's got wealth. These are all the pleasures of this world. Despite his being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his life. He's full of sins, evil, vice. He's not a pious person. He's an evil person. He's a sinner. Despite that, Allah is giving him so much of dunya. Rasulullah says he's only rope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah continues giving him. And suddenly Allah ta'ala then seizes him and Allah punishes him. And Rasulullah recited the verse, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. The disbelievers, they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They abandoned the teachings of the Nabi. They were being warned, admonished. They just did not pay any attention to whatever invitation towards haqq and hidayah they were given in iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened the doors of everything for them. In other words, Allah gave them abundance in this world. They had plentiful. Things came pouring for them. And as they enjoying all that merriment and all the pleasures of this world, the treasures of this world, suddenly Allah says, we caught them, we seized them, baghtatan, suddenly. And then they were wonderstruck, they were now dumbfounded, they were perplexed, they were shocked. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not necessary He gives you punishment immediately because of some sin you're committing. How many person sometimes Allah save us, he's committing zina, he's enjoying his life like that. And nothing seems to happen to him immediately. But there comes a day when Allah ta'ala then punishes him. And Allah's punishment can come in various ways. Various ways. Like a person, he eats, he's got sugar problem. So he's eating mitai, sweet meats a lot. So he sees immediately, as he eats the sweet meat, he won't find suddenly he gets boils and sores over his body. It takes a few days and suddenly he finds boils erupting on his body. Why? Because of that sugar in the sweet meats. But it didn't happen immediately. A person who has got, who's diabetic, and suddenly his foot is injured, and he sees the skin turning red, the color of his skin on his foot, and he is neglecting it. He's not paying attention to it. It's paining, it's causing him a lot of pain. You can see some pus coming there, some matter is delaying. He's feeling feverish. And he knows he has to do something, but he's not doing anything about it. What's going to happen? Allah forbid, it can turn into gangrene, and then when they cannot treat it, they will have to amputate his toe, amputate his leg. Like that, when we commit sins and we continue, we make no genuine attempts and endeavors to change that sickness that we have, the sickness grows and grows and grows and grows, until it becomes very difficult later on then to eradicate that sickness. So we have to have a tadbir, a plan. Just crying over the person, God, now his toe is really very, it's paining, it's sore, and he just cries over it and doesn't go to the doctor, what will we say? We will shout him, we will reprimand him, please go to the doctor and check yourself up. You have to do something about it. So merely crying is not going to help. Crying over sins, yes, it is important. But mere crying without making genuine attempts to make ilaj of the malady that I have, that is not sufficient. So when you show nadamat, you cry over your sins, yes. But I can cry the whole day and for years, and it did not change my life. I still continued and I persisted in that sin. I still disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A child goes to madrasa or goes to school. Many of us had experiences perhaps. And we didn't know our sabak or we didn't know our work. We were reprimanded. And the teacher may have shouted us. The ustad may have shouted us. And we still didn't learn our sabak. What's going to happen? We're crying that I don't know my work. But obviously it means you must go back and learn your work and come back. This is what Allah ta'ala wants from us. Allah ta'ala wants us to make that remedy and that change in our life. We have to apply that ilaj, that tadbir, bring about concerted efforts and a good plan. Ya Allah, I want to eradicate this pride, this anger I have in my life, this jealousy. So just crying over it is not sufficient. I have to go to somebody who will then tell me, okay, do this, don't do this, stay away from this. Until I don't do what the person tells me, it's not going to help. So mere shedding tears over our sins is not going to be beneficial if we are not going to bring a plan of action into our lives. A person was sitting with his dog and And he's crying and crying and crying. And somebody goes past. But why are you crying? He says, see, my dog is dying out of hunger. My dog is dying out of hunger. There's no food. So the person is worried now. So he looks around for something to give the dog, to save the dog from dying. He sees this person who was crying, the owner of the dog, he's got a sack next to him. He tells him, what's in your sack? He said, I've got bread inside. He said, then why don't you feed this dog with your bread? You're a fool. You're crying, you're saying your dog is dying out of hunger, and you've got some bread to give it. He said, buy this bread, it costs money. The tears that I'm shedding is for free. Tears are for free. The man is not prepared to sacrifice his dunya to save the life of the dog. In a similar way, we're just crying over our sins sometimes. We're not prepared to make qurbani of those leisures and pleasures we have in our life, those temptations that are taking us towards haram. We're not prepared to sacrifice those things. We're just shedding tears and we're expecting the things to happen for us. This is not the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to be genuine seekers of Allah. We have to be a talib as-sadiq. Talib is one who is searching for something. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, when he addressed some students and he explained to them that how do you seek and search for knowledge? He says, like how a mother who has lost her child, she searches and searches for the child frantically. Every single place she will look until she finds her child. Like that, a person should seek knowledge. So in a similar way, when we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want the love of Allah ta'ala. We want the marifat of Allah. We want Allah ta'ala to be pleased with us. We want to enjoy ishq of Allah, the love of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah. We have to be genuine. Sadiq means we have to be loyal and show the allegiance to Allah, be genuine, sincere, make that concerted effort, genuine effort, move in that direction. Then we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi masnavi gives a story of an incident. A person is very, very thirsty. And he's going, and there's a river. But between him and the river there's a wall. He's unable to get to the river. The wall is obstructing him from reaching this river. He's very thirsty. So he thinks to himself what to do, so he climbs this wall. Now he's sitting there, but he still can't reach the river. It's a very high wall. What he does, he takes brick by brick, and he begins to remove it from this wall. And as he's moving, removing each brick, obviously now, the wall is quite high, it's coming lower. And he takes his brick and he throws it into the water. And by doing so, one brick is coming down and he's throwing each brick into the water, splashing into the water. So Allahumma Rumi Rahmatullahi, just an example he's giving. He says, in the water addresses this young person, this man. He says, brother, why are you throwing these bricks on me? Why are you hurting me? What are you gaining in this? The person says, when I'm throwing this brick into the water, and as it splashes into you, the sound that comes out, the splashing sound, is so soothing to me, sweeter than music. Or is it like sweet music? And I'm enjoying the splashing, it's giving me some type of consolement, some type of happiness, because I can hear water and I'm very, very thirsty. And he says, as time goes, the wall is becoming lower and lower until the man reaches the water easily. He says, in the same way, between us and reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and muhabba is the wall of evil, temptations, vice and sins. Until we do not lower this wall and break this wall of temptation, the wall of our egos, our nafs, until we do not annihilate ourselves, we will not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we go against our temptations, we annihilate ourselves, we break this wall, we lower this wall, then we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll be drinking from the oceans of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, we keep on complaining that, see, I'm not complaining. Many people feel that they're committing some sins, but nothing is happening. Allah forbid, Allah must not catch us unaware. Many people committed sins and nothing happens, and suddenly when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then punishes them, and the person then now he does not know what has happened to him. He says, as though hell has broken loose upon me. And he says, I've got this problem and that problem and this musibat and that musibat. As though he is complaining against Allah now, that Allah is making zulam upon him, ma'adam. You know, what's going on? Why all this is happening to me? All the time he didn't bother that he was displeasing Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when he is caught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he's blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for punishing him. May Allah protect us from his punishment. Allah's punishment comes in various forms. Inshallah, some other occasion will give the effects of sins. It even takes away the enjoyment of ibadah sometimes. Besides affecting our rozi and our lives, our chain and sukoon, a person is then deprived of even enjoying his ibadah. So what do we have to do? We have to be talib-e-sadiq. Genuine, sincere seekers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Annihilate that wall that is between us and reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wall of our egos and passions. Make a concerted effort, genuine, not just mere shedding those crocodile tears sometimes, or just shedding some tears and lamenting that, yes, I have to change and I am like this, I am like that. We have to put this thing into our plan, into action. Seek the assistance of an alim, a sheikh, and to get some direction. And do not think that I'm not being punished and I'm enjoying the dunya, so it's okay for me to sin. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Isaidu Rushin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله you are مالك you are خالق you are رازق يا الله Allah, you have been so kind to us, my Allah. You have bestowed upon us billions of favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite your kindness upon us, we still sin, we still disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten we are in this dunya for a test, my Allah. Do not make us fail, my Allah. Make us pass, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be successful in this dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirat, my Allah. Make us be among those who get jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Don't send us into Jahannam, my Allah. Allah, do not punish us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you punish us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be finished, my Allah. We will be destroyed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will go to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Shaitan will become happy, ya Allah. Hey, my Allah, our beloved Rasulullah cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, he made sacrifice for his ummah, my Allah. Please him, my Allah. Make him happy, my Allah. By forgiving us, my Allah. And sending us into Jannat, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of making genuine tawbah, my Allah. Make us become talibin, as-sadiqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat, my Allah. Your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to shun all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are trying, but Ya Allah, we are falling down again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we enjoying sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are becoming engrossed in all the filth of this dunya, my Allah. Day and night, we are being bombarded by fitnas, my Allah. Every day, new and new and new fitnas, my Allah. Our lives are full of ghaflats, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we think we are making some ibadat by reading some salat and giving some charities, my Allah. And we think, Ya Allah, that we are doing a very great favor upon you. Eh, Maliki Kareem, it is only your mercy that you give us those chances, my Allah. Allah, make us be true believers, my Allah. Allah, make us be kamil mu'mineen, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of your zikr, the sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of zikr, sweetness of tilawat, sweetness of dua, the sweetness of sajda. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. There are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are sick, my Allah. In hospitals, at home, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hand. You are a shafi, my Allah. Grant each one shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. In those avenues that will please you, my Allah. Do not make us waste our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us spend it in haram, my Allah. Give us halal. Make us spend it in a halal manner, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different arzus. Ya Allah, we've got different requests and duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different wishes, my Allah. We've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. We've raised our hands to you only, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ya Allah, we're not turning to any other person, my Allah. You have said, ud'uni astajib lakum. Make dua to me, I will answer you. Ya Allah, we are following your command, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've raised your hands only to you, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. You know the different problems we have, the worries and sorrows and the griefs and hardships, my Allah. And the pain, Ya Allah, the ummah is going through, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, my Allah. They may be huge like mountains, my Allah. But it is nothing for you to remove, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each hajat of ours, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت الإيمان موت المدينة الشريف بريل الجنة البقية يا الله يا الله grant us the شفاعت of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم في قيامة فحوض كثر water from his مبارك hands يا الله يا الله make us enter جنة without any reckoning يا الله protect all of us from the عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم protect us our parents our grandparents يا الله our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Protect all of us from every type of punishment of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the fullness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas, answered their jais, muraz, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.